Well, we've received a lot of correspondence from different Donegal associations right across the US, especially from the trips to Boston. And I think that it's a new era today in Donegal County Council, and hopefully we can all move on and start working together better than we have been over the last number of years. And I think it was a very progressive day at the end of the meeting. I think that we now can look forward to promoting Donegal in the US like we have been doing with the trips to Boston. People still talk about Cora Harvey, who was the first mayor to go to Boston. They're still talking about the trip of Councillor Noel McBride, who represented the county as mayor, and also Councillor Desi Larkin, who was out there representing the county as well in those two trips. And he was also along with me in Boston in November. And I think that with the year of the gathering, I think it's appropriate that we are represented at the highest levels in the US to promote the gathering, because the gathering, in my opinion, is one of the greatest events that has ever been organised in Donegal and in Ireland right across the country.
So on St Patrick's Day this year, it'll be yourself, the Deputy Mayor, the County Manager and a member of the opposition will be going to New York. Now in 2010, you were one of the people who voted against the then Mayor Brendan Byrne and the Deputy Mayor Charlie McConlogue going to New York, but you were big enough to stand up and admit now that that was a mistake at the time.
Well, I mean, I've put it on the record here in the council today that it was regrettable, and because of what I've learned over the last number of months as mayor, I think I've grown as a politician, and I've said what I've said today, and I meant what I said, and hopefully we can all move forward, and hopefully that my position as mayor will be able to allow all the members to come together. And I'd like to think that I'll be remembered as a mayor that did bring the chamber together.
Now, three councillors and the manager going on this trip at the expense of the taxpayer, there's going to be people listening and they're going to be calling this a junket.
Well, I mean, there's always going to be people who are going to criticise. You're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. But speaking from a business perspective, any good businessman or any good business always speculates to accumulate. And I see this money that has been spent on this trip as a positive for the people of Donegal, because as was said today in the chamber, we have many US companies here in Donegal, and without them in the current recessionary times that we're in, it would be a lot bleaker future for the people of Donegal. And I think we have to continue building on the relationships that we have built over the last number of years, and not only the last number of years, but the many years that mayors have been going representing Donegal in the US, because I have two brothers myself in Chicago, and I know that they look forward very much to people coming from Ireland to visit them, because as many people have said, the problems with the undocumented in the US at the minute, hopefully the indications are that there could be a possibility that they'll get a reprieve and possibly get a green card which will allow them to come home and hopefully celebrate the gathering.